Good morning. Please join me in singing the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimita, Ta. Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Tzadenu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nin Nagibor Dorshe Yechudcha Kivavad Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yitzhak Shin Bahem Tacharen Rachamei Tzidkatcha Tamid Shamrein Betet Reish Tzaditav Gimel Hasim Kadosh Hello Tucha Nael Adata Hetufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Ramcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yid Gimelamet Pe Zayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ishmati Akatenu Yodea Talmud Shin Kufar Tzadiyad Ta. Since we brought the energy of creation into our space, we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alavim, Notze Aron Wafesha, V'chaka'av V'nakei. We are now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We're going to do that after we say Elishem Yehud. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishkin Te Bit Hilu Urhimu Hilu Hilu Urhimu Reach Dal Hashem Yud He Bavav He Biyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Elohinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kanenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kanenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bika Matar, Tane Nan, Dekudsha, Berichu, Koma Diaved, Leela Wittata, Kolaihu, Tishok Biovada, Dikshot, Beleid Lach Mila Bialma, Divae Barnash, The Dachya Leya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Spirit the Alma. Please join me in saying the two lines of the Shema. We're going to make this connection prior to connecting to the energy of the year. Please cover your eyes. We're just going to connect to the first two lines. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The energy of this current year, 5779, is that it is a period to become wise. There are no verses in the Tanakh with this energy, but there are three verses that have concealed within it the name Tafshin Ayin Tet, the name of the year itself. These three verses have this name, but the letters of this name are separated by two letters each, which is indicative that there are certain energies blocking the revelation, the full revelation of the year. The first verse that we will read and study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Imadele lo tishmeu li piasafti liasra ethem yesheva al hatotehem. The second verse that we study comes from Isaiah. It is chapter 36, verse 6. Hine ratachta al mishene tachane haratzut haze al mitraim asher yisameh ishalal duval bechapo untavaken paro Melech Mitzrayim l'kol habotim alav. The name of the year is concealed in this verse, again separated by two letters each, but the name itself is in reverse order. The first letter that we would find is that of a tet, followed by an ayin, followed by the shin, followed by the tav. Normally, we spell the year in the reverse order, the correct order, Tav Shin Ayin Tet. The third verse, which has the name of the year spelled in the straightforward order, is from the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 13. Vegam ani hecheleti hakotecha hashmem al hatotecha. This brings us to the energy of, well, actually it brings us to a verse that starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet, indicating that it has the energy of the year. There are 13 of these verses in the Tanakh, and so each of these 13 verses connects to one of the months of the year. This first verse that we will study is 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 10, and this verse connects to the month of Tishrei. Hu kam vayach Baplishtim Akiaga Yado Vatid Bak Yado El Hacherev Vayas Adonai Ohe Wahe Teshua Gedola Vayom Hahu Veham Yashuvu Acharav Achlepashet. The year 5778 year that we just left. Has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayichal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti utlabev le'enei shete levivot v'evre miyada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha wawoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshai ladonai yohe wahe. We atana sata awon satati sela. The year 5777, the year of the goat, but also it's the year of the wake up. There are also two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we are able to create satzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we can create dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause that refreshes, also has two verses that connect to the energy of the pause. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayahaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha liad yitkadshu hakohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are those names. Adonai Yohewahe lalahe wa-wa-wa. Yo la yo wala me hey 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 aka breakaha. The second verse is from Isaiah, it's chapter 26, verse 4. Be Adonai Yo he wahe ade ad ki dia yo hey. Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tisheni meni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. Second, we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Uru, Mikol Hamachavoiya, Asher Yitchabe Sham Mushavtem, Eilai El Nacho, Wehalati Yitchem, Wechayayim Yeshno, Varetz Dehipasti, O Tobakol Alfe Yehuda. And the third is from Job, it's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved ro'av yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the year of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami Yisrael untati v'shakan tatka v'lo yergaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe ata akaheta he zayo alada La awa he he ya, yozala me de he, he re yo he ko me, la awa kala yo, la wa wa pe he la, mu la ha yo yo, me la he 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 wa, mu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ta wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re se me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. The Tzaddikim, the names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, we follow in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. Hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me ya yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa nu yo hey hey shi ya yo re ta shi ya hey. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa la he he, ta a ko me nu da, anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa ala areyo a ala metahe wahe wa dala yo heyo shi ala me nu he a nu wata me la he pe ayo nu ko me ayo re la he be he me za re wahe be yo a he ala wa me za yo da me da he be me ka ko ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me yo he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the seventh day of Tishrei, it is the Hilulah for Zebulun ben Yaakov Avinu, but it is also Zebulun's birth date. As a righteous person, the birth date and the Hilulah are the same. That would show a tremendous righteousness. It would show that his life was completed. Dina bat Yaakov, the daughter of Yaakov and Leah, who was the soulmate that eventually became the Rabbi Akiva. The soul itself started this with the prince of Shem, known as the son of known as Shem. Rabbi David Oppenheim, Rabbi Abraham Kalfon, Rabbi Menachem Nachum of Makarov. And is our normal practice for Sundays. On the eighth day, which will start this evening, we will also mention the Tzadikim for that day. Rabbi Noach of Lechowitz, Rabbi Baruch Schneerson, Rabbi Elazar Nissan Teitelbaum of Drobich, Rabbi Shimon the Sofar, Rabbi Abraham Yehoshua Keshel of Biala, Rabbi Shlomo Ben-Sion Twersky of Chernobyl, Rabbi Benjamin Zellberger. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class, the handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row in the right-hand column. It will open up a landing page. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the landing page, you will find a link to a second landing page having to do with the holiday of Yom Kippur. It's within a half inch of the bottom of the first landing page. When you open that landing page up, scroll down to the second to the last link, which is Parashat Pinchas, section 120, on the subject of Yom Kippur. You'll notice that in the Parashat of Imor, there is a very large section 34, dealing with Yom Kippur. And we have covered that in the five previous years. So we are in section Parshat, this is Pinchas, section 120, the holiday of Yom Kippur. And we are starting with Pasuk 807. Uve'asor lachodesh hashvi'ihu Tishrei mikra kodesh Yihye lachem Dayom hakipurim Deihu asiri Kalil me'aseret Yemei teshuvah v'takinu Be'yah Hashem tzlotim V'chabira im Hashem Mai mikra kodesh V'yafresha le'ya Mishar yomim Te'it behu pulchana Dechol uginda Kol milechet avoda lo tasu. The translation. And you shall have on the 10th day of this 7th month, which is the month of Tishrei, a holy gathering, which is Yom Kippur, which is the 10th, which is Yud. And these are the 10 days of repentance. Better translation would be the 10 days of return. And 5 prayer services were ordained for it in order to join the Yud with the Hay, namely Hakma with Bina. And what is the meaning of holy gathering? It is to differentiate it from other days when secular work is permitted, which is why Scripture says, you shall not do any work. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as it is written. Unless there is a question asked, I will just continue. Page 808. But I solicit and I would appreciate you asking questions in the middle of this pasukim. Pasuk 808. Diyomim di'it v'chon melechet kol inun nesitra di'et ada'at tovera di'it hapach mimate l'nachash u'minachash l'mate v'kol had ke'um Ovado v'dam mem tet meitai nachash samael aval b'chai yomadihu Yom ha-kippurim di'it kirei kodesh shalta ilana b'chaye de'la ishtata Ameya satan ufegara umatmi sitreya. Lo yedurcha ra uginda peya naechin avdim beilana techaye veya Nachan lecherut beya Nachke mishuch shaleichon. The translation. And those days on which secular work may be done are from the side of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that turn from a rod into a serpent, and from a serpent back into a rod, for each person according to his deeds. And this memtet is rod, while samach mem is serpent. But on this day, which is Yom Kippur, that is called holy, the tree of life is in control, and no devil nor evil spirit joins with it. And from its side, nor shall evil dwell with you, but it is throughout good, and this is why in it, in the tree of life, the slaves find rest and go out to freedom and emerge from their chains. my commentary. Yom Kippur is an annual yovel, or a jubilee, where the slaves to Satan are released from their chains that connect us to the desire to receive for oneself alone. This is the tree of death, known as the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Pasuk 809. If you were wondering why the Torah does not call it the tree of death, is simply because we don't want to acknowledge the concept, the energy of death. Pasuk 809. Inun di'it alayhu gizar din b'neder uvishvua ugin tatakinu lemei mar beya kol nidre v'yayesare v'kukulchon yechon shevitin ushvikin lasheririn v'lakayamin ugin daneder Dayud Dalid Bav Dalid Ve'ihu Tiferet Ushvua Lada Adoni Dayihu Malchut Ve'avdu Al Galuta Vilchon Bechachma Uvina Yechon Shevikin Ushvitin la sheririn Vela kayamin Venislach Vekol adat Venes Yisrael Deheser ihu Mayim gevuraish Viperet avir Uvginda ukmuha Mare meitbitin Hateter nedarim borchim bavir. The translation. Those over whom there is a verdict not to be changed under vow or oath, it was decreed for this reason that the following shall be recited. All vows, in the words of the Aramaic, it's kol nidre, all bonds, they shall all of them be released and annulled. They shall not be binding, nor shall they have any power. But the verdict shall be voided from them. And this is why the vow is in the name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Tiferet, while the oath is in the name of Adonai, which is Malchut. For they caused their own exile by their sins, and now by means of Chokmah and Bina. They will be released and annulled. They shall not be binding, nor shall they have any power. And all the congregation of the children of Israel shall be forgiven. Chesed is water, Geburah is fire, and Tiferet is air. And since the vows are in Tiferet, which is air, the sages of the Mishnah therefore taught, release from vows hovers in the air, for the release from Chokmah and Bina hovers in the air, which is Tiferet, and from there annuls the vow. My commentary. The students of Kabbalah will know this pasuk is clear as written. If not, study the Tree of Life, or ask questions. Pasuk 8:10. Ugin dishvua mi malchutihi letata mineya okdu hakedarim al gabi debe shavu od olam olim Theodokmuha, ha-nishba, ka'ilu nishba, b'melech atzmo, v'kol ha-noder, ka'ilu noder, v'chaye ha-melech, ha-melech atzmo, Adonai chaye ha-melech, Yudalad Vavdalad Ugin Daki Ador Neder Yudalad Vavdalad The translation, and since the oath is from Malchut, which is below the vow, which is Tiferet, they taught that vows are higher than oaths, and they also taught everyone who swears an oath is as though he swears on the king himself. And everyone who vows a vow is as though he does so on the life of the king himself. The king himself refers to Adonai, which is Malchut. The life of the king refers to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Zer-An-Pin, from whom the life flows to the king, which is Malchut. And for this reason it is written, if a man vow a vow to Hashem, which is Zeranpin. My commentary. Vows are statements or promises to oneself using the name Hashem. Oaths are the same idea without using the name of Hashem. Pasuk 8:11. Leofaki it raza Athara haye hamele Hafma hahidiki Hafma tehaye bealeya Kohanoder Bahashem dehu Tiferet keilu noder Pahachma deyuhu yudhei vavhei chayei hamelech v'kol hanishba badonai kilu nishba bamelech atzmo atmo daima ila'a keilu Nishba badehi etzem hashamayim latohar v'mesitra v'chesed etzem me'atzamei v'asar mivsari v'mesitra l'gigura da'malchut Uchachma dayehi Chayeti feret Ihu salik Leitkare adam Hahidiktiv Ketiferet adam The translation And even thus there is another secret. The life of the king refers to Hakma, as it is written. Wisdom gives life to those who have it. Therefore, everyone who vows on Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Tiferet, it is as if he vowed upon Hakma of Zer-An-Pin, which is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh fully spelled with Aleph. Thus Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Aleph, Vav-Aleph-Vav, Hey-Aleph, which is the life of the king, which is the life of Zer-An-Pin. And everyone who swears an oath on Adonai is as though he swore on the king himself. This is because himself, the Hebrew word is atzmo, is supernal Eba, namely Bina. And it is as though he had sworn on her, namely on, as it were the very, the Hebrew word etzem, heaven, for clearness, namely the Mochin of Malchut, for from the aspect of Chesed, Malchut is called bone. The Hebrew word is etzem, of my bones. But from the aspect of Gevura, Malchut is called and flesh of my flesh. And in Chokhmah, which is the life of Tiferet, namely its Mohim, it, Tiferet, rises up to be called Man, which is 45 in Gematria. As it is written, the beauty, Tiferet of a man, for Tiferet is called man when it has the Mohim of Chokhmah, which is the secret of why he is called by Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, fully spelled with Aleph, that has the numerical value of 45. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, this pasuk becomes clear as written. Pasuk 8:12. Ve'id mar b'yom ha-kippurim ve'initem et nafshotechem uve'asor lachodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh te'anu et nafshotechem takinu be'ya Hashem anuyim Begin the teeth, la ben Hashem zeira, the high, the Hashem mila'a, the Yehu Hashem salotim. Lekim the Israel in you, Hatayehem, Kashanim Kesheleg. Yal binu v'haihu, raza b'ina malache benet, lon begini itmar ba, hashoken itam, betoch tumotam, bedalad big day lavan. The dalad big day zahav l'mal bash, Mil bash vach hodo vanai. The translation. And it is said about Yom Kippur, and you shall afflict your souls. And also in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls. And five afflictions were decreed for it, so that small hay, which is Malchut, should be purified in the upper hay, which is Bina, of whose left column the afflictions are drawn, which are five prayers to establish in Israel. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And this is the secret of the crimson-colored strip, which was tied to the door of the sanctuary from inside, which when the he-goat reached the wilderness, turned white. All the iniquities of the house of Israel reach to Malchut, and repentance, which is Bina, purifies, whitens. Purifies them by whitening. For it is written about it, after Malchut, I am Hashem, that remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And the four garments of white and the four garments of gold for apparel are the secret of Yud Aleph, He Dalet, Vav Nun, He Yud, which is the combination of the letters of Yud He Vav He and those of Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. For the four garments of white are the secret of the four letters of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, while the four garments of gold are the secret of the four letters of Adonai. My commentary. The eight garments are the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, which each soul is capable of becoming a high priest on this day. Verse 8:13. Betakimulit koa shofar biyom hakipurim v'salka kol deyihu vav leherit geit marba v'kol tziratam lo tzar bai uvu kare uvti v'yavodat yom hakipurim ihi be'arikut v'yehi kalila mitlat dargin v'machashava dibur maaseh. The translation. And it was decreed that a shofar be sounded on Yom Kippur to raise up a voice, which is Vav of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, namely Zeranpin, to freedom, which is Dina, about which it is said, in all their affliction he was afflicted, or there was affliction for him. Lo is with Aleph and the Vav, that is, in how it is pronounced and written. For it is spelled with Aleph, meaning no, although pronounced with a Vav, for him. For in all their affliction alludes to five afflictions, and the judgments whose source is in Bina, in its left column, and in the secret of the shofar blowing. Zeranpin is also raised up there to Bina, and this is why there are two versions of the text, as it is written and as it is read, with an Aleph and with a Vav, where the Aleph alludes to Bina and the secret of teach, the Hebrew is the letter Aleph, teach Bina, and the Vav alludes to Zeranpin that ascended to Bina. And worship on Yom Kippur is conducted at length and comprises three grades, thought, speech, and deed. My commentary. With contemplation, this pasuk will become clear. There are many questions that can be asked about this pasuk and about this whole section, as there are many hints within the Zohar and the translations. This is the end of the section, and you're more than welcome to ask questions, but I wish to speak about the holiday of Yom Kippur just briefly, because we have spoken about it, to it, with it, many times over the years. Last evening, I was asked what I was going to do about the kaparot. The kaparot traditionally was done with chickens, but the sages of earlier generations have applied and given us leniency to do it with silver, with money, with silver coins. So I will provide kaparot for those who wish to have me do it for them. Please send me the names involved, and please make a donation, because the idea of kaparot, which is that of cleansing, requires a donation, a purification through tzedakah. And Yeshem is a truly poor person in the eyes of the Kabbalah. I remind you of the five afflictions and what they are. Not to wear leather shoes. Some people apply this to leather belts as well. And to be machmir, to be strict, it's recommended to not wear a leather belt. But the requirement is just not to wear leather shoes. The afflictions are not to eat and drink is one. Not to have sex is two. Not to bathe is three. Not to perfume the body is four. And the fifth, I mentioned not to wear leather shoes. Why do we consider these afflictions? Because the whole purpose of Yom Kippur is to rise from the physical world to Bina, the highest spiritual world we can reach. When we are still connected to our physical bodies. By afflicting our souls, by afflicting our bodies, limiting our physical bodies, we are able to reach cosmic Bina. Once this is achieved, which is during the fifth meal, the fifth prayer, Ne'ilah, once this is achieved, we are in the energy store. We are in the location where all of the energy that we have earned is stored waiting for us to achieve the consciousness of the world that is coming. And on Yom Kippur, it's a gift. We achieve this consciousness through the five afflictions, through the efforts that we do on Yom Kippur. It's a gift because how does one day allow you to create the year ahead of you using the energy that you stored up from previous years and previous lifetimes? What is this energy? It's the good deeds that you do day in and day out. It's the mitzvot you do day in and day out. This is the good energy that is resting, stored in Bina, waiting for you on Yom Kippur to use a little bit of it to create your year ahead. It's not that we have to wait for the energy of the year to manifest. We create the energy of the year. Yes, the name of the year has an impact. We've evaluated that name. We've given you information about that name. But does that limit you to what that name says? And the answer is no. Use the energy in Bina that you have stored to create your year ahead. It is not Hashem who will judge you on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, he listed the things that you needed to cleanse. On Rosh Hashanah, he established what he expected your year to be. But you are not limited by that because you have the capability of becoming a high priest, of being able to speak to Hashem like Moses did, face to face. And you have the ability to program your years and your year's DNA through your consciousness that you hold on to, that you manifest during the Ni'ilah prayer. I wish you all a very positive year. I wish you all much shalom. I wish you all a year that you remain free from death, free from the vagaries of Satan. Chag Sameach, Shana Tova, Gemar Tov. Yes.
Tova.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
I believe somebody wants to ask a question.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Does anybody want to ask you a question? I'm sorry?
I think maybe you pressed the button a little bit fast, and maybe you thought I was getting ready to ask a question.
Okay, I thought somebody was ready to ask a question, but they're not speaking
it
up, so please do tell
me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Okay.
Well, I will give you a hint in response. On Yom Kippur, there is no me. There's only us. Yom Kippur is about unity between Hashem and Malchut, between Zeranpin and Malchut, between the children of Israel and the name. Please try to create and hold the consciousness of unity in a very difficult world at this moment. But that is the gift. It's out of the darkness that the light becomes revealed. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful
Shalom.
Night.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.